CliffCentral.com. Good morrow. It is the GCS Takeover. I'm MKT, and it is the fifth day. A day where you still shouldn't be saying Happy New Year or compliments of the season or whatever, because we're well into the year now. Let's get into it. I hope you had a great holiday. If you are still on holiday, I'm super happy for you. I hope you're in a great location. I'm not alone this morning. I'm with Simpiwe Mteto. How are you, Simpiwe?
I am awesome. How are you?
I'm good. I'm having ginger tea. You know, as the young kids are saying, I stay blessed. Did I say add honey?
Or do you just have a just jay with the tea?
Of course.
Oh, okay. So you can add any sweetness, anything, just zhuzh it up, bring out the flavor.
You know what? Before we get into the sugar thing, I just want to say, we'll come back to that. We'll come back to the sugar thing, because there was a whole situation in the office yesterday, and our office is semi back at work. Some people are still working at home. Simpiwe and Aaron, Homolemo comes to the office, so there's quite a bit of buzz still. I think a lot of the experiences of the holiday have come into this, and people haven't gotten back to normal life yet. And yesterday, Simpiwe took me through an incredible experience of what she thinks an experience is. And maybe it's an age divide. I don't know what it is, but I'll let the people decide. Anyway, something that I wanted to get started on. Simpiwe, so you saw that the Parliament House in Cape Town is on fire. It's just something I wanted to start on because people seem to care, and I seem to be a terrible person for not caring.
Well, you and me are in the same WhatsApp, so you can say your 2 cents.
Yeah, it was interesting. It looks like they've caught somebody, and obviously Twitter revealing that this man was, I don't know, what do you call it, a vagrant, a man of the one for the streets. So he was living outside Parliament from what it looks like, but that's Twitter. That hasn't been sort of verified by anybody.
It's not Twitter FBI, hey? Twitter FBI is, I think we need to employ all the people that be finding things and shenanigans. You know, because they be finding out things. Twitter FBI is way better than any other thing that I've seen. They will dig up.
Twitter is incredible.
They will tell you.
Yeah.
They will tell you what you tweeted on the 1st of 1995 and what mood you were in as well.
So, Simpiwe, you are...
That's how good they are.
You're 25 now, eh?
Yes.
Yeah. So you still, that's super young. That's a great age. It's a great age to be. It's the age to be, actually, because 18's too young, right? Because you don't know anything, number one, right? And you haven't had time to make any money or make any, like, lasting relationships. You know, at 20, once you get into your mid-20s, at least you've got your university friends, you've gone through sort of a university experience, or you've been at work long enough to kind of be lower management or some, you know, like a pet favorite at work or something. So you're starting to maybe earn that next level of money, and you're still young enough to be cool. When you look at Twitter, right, for you, do you still watch the news, like on TV? Because I was looking at my little nephew and things like that, how he tells me stuff, and everything was followed by, on Twitter, on Twitter. And so for you, are you on Twitter? How do you take news for this generation that's coming next?
So a fun fact, when I was in high school, I made a conscious decision to stop watching the news.
Okay.
I just thought it was just so negative. Like, the news is like 25 minutes of bad, and then 5 minutes of sports and weather. I was just like, this is not it. And then I just started, and that's, I think, when I started becoming active on Twitter, and I started following accounts that actually tweet sense. Like, there's people that tweet nonsense, skitty trolls, but like the people I follow, they, you know, I'll be like, oh, okay, this is what's happening in the world. This is what's, oh, Donald Trump. Oh, okay, this is what's happening in Parliament. And that's how I find out what's going on in the world. But it also keeps me young, because there's new terms. Like, I always feel old when I'm on, like, these social networks, because there's new terms for everything. And you're like, wait, when did this happen? Hybo, okay. So we don't do this anymore. Ugh, in my time. Gosh, guys. Like, I'm that girl now.
Yeah. No, I think it's an important thing, you know, because social media gets such a bad rap from, and I don't think it's most of the people, just from people in general, you know. It's like, because it's a nasty place. Because most people live in their own head. So we all just presume everybody wants us to do well, or everyone's nice. Whereas actually, if you if you think properly, most of human history, not all of it, most of human history is wars and conflict. So what it tells you is actually people are pieces of work. It's just that now you can see it. You know what I mean? Is that most people in the history of mankind have been planning, can I murder that person? Can I pillage that village? Can I steal that artifact? That's what the last 8,000 years have been. It's just that now it's available for you to see. And also, by the way, they can tell you how much they hate you directly. There's no, I heard from Usman Bani. You won't believe what Carol said about you. Carol who now? Yeah, Carol from Front Opposite. She said your man was blah, blah, blah. No. Now people can tell you your head is massive, you're terrible, and your mum's also terrible. She smells. And it's a weird way to communicate, right? But it's where we are now. If there is a bomb exploding in Iraq, you know, think of 9/11, right? So let me give people an example of 9/11. I remember it happening because I kind of just came home with my dad. We were walking through the house, and it's on TV. Like my dad had an office at home, so there was a couple of TVs always on. He had to be with it on the news for what he did for work, right? So I remember seeing it, but the only way I saw it was on TV, right? I didn't have a smartphone with me at the age of however old I was to say, oh, there's a disaster happening now. Plus, you can consume it how you want, you know. People aren't great at consuming bad news, by the way. Like horror is not something we are trained in. And, you know, Aristotle has a great saying is that actually horror is part of the sophistication process. It's a part of civilizing you. You just don't realize it, but you have to be able to know how to consume it, which is why Greek tragedies were so popular back in the day. It was a commentary on the human condition, so you could see yourself. And also, back in the day, what the Greeks used to say was, observing those Greek tragedies doesn't mean you're a monster. What you're doing is humbling yourself to say, oh, I'm capable of that, you know? Whereas now, people on Twitter go, oh, you know what? These people are monsters. I can't believe how violent they are. Well, I give you the chance, and I push you hard enough, you are capable of anything yourself, Missy or Mister. So I just find, I love social media, by the way, because I think it's taking the mickey. Great. Yeah, I love it. But
it's absolutely great. I recently watched what The Social Dilemma, and then I was like, yes, guys, I think I need to get off socials, because they were just explaining how, like, the algorithm is so personalized, right? So what I'm consuming and what you're consuming is two different things, two different worlds. So if I'm for something, I'll be consuming that content, and I'll be like, I think the whole world thinks like this. I think everybody is like this. And then Mbulelo on the other side, he's like, nah, you know, everything is, I hate you, this ain't it, like, and everybody is so sad and miserable. And I was just like, wow, that's so interesting that we're living in this world where things are personalized now. It's not even, you know, before the news was, we all watch it at 7:30, we all consume the same thing, we can all talk about, hey, Chomi, did you see what happened? Now it's all different. It's a very different experience, because I could be like, nah, dog, did you see what was trending last night? People were busy calling each other out and saying that you stole my man. What's wrong with you, Chomi? and somebody, you know, something was happening. That's what's trending in my world. And then in your world, isn't this serious? Like Parliament burning, building, cereal. Like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And which is also, it opens up a whole new world. And I'd love to know what people have to say about this one, is that it opens up a whole new world in terms of what's important, right? Is that, objectively speaking, I might say, like for me, I think There Will Be Blood is the most important thing people should ever see. It's the best movie of all time. And I really think that. But to somebody else, the latest Nike sneakers are the most important thing. Is that what I care about most is, who decides what's important? And that's a really important question, right? Because what you don't want to do, and it's where we start finding ourselves now, is pandering to people's emotions. Because, so in the field I studied in university is the sciences, right? Is that you need to remove your emotions in order to get to the truth, actually. Because how you feel is a really bad way to get to the truth. And it's the first thing for the first year of chemistry, right? They teach you that. Don't feel. Read the information like it is. Do not interpret. The worst thing you can do is interpret. What do the numbers say? Take that, read it, turn it into stats, and give us the algorithm. That's it. Don't think. Don't think. And now, what most people, or not most people, for the first time, you can now interpret how to feel about geopolitics when you did a marketing degree and you can put that on Twitter, and it can be news. By the way, that can be that can be the leading article, which can be super dangerous. By the way, like we need to be able to say that most of the world, right, is not intelligent, and it's okay to say that. By the way, because most people can't do mathematics, and if you can't do mathematics, you can't really think as well as a particle physicist. And I'd like those people, the people who do PhDs, the people who push it to that level, telling me what's important. Or not, maybe. Maybe I'm just an old head, you know. That's Lebang. Hey, Lebang, what's happening?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, awesome.
So I think generally, like, it's just an information overload for everybody. I don't think we all need to have access to every single thing that's happening every single time. Like, I'm not going to be able to interpret certain things that, number one, I may not be interested in. Number two, probably have absolutely nothing to do with what I know or what I learn about or what I'm exposed to. Now I must suddenly take everything in and have the ability to, like, unpack it and assess it and make, like, a proper, you know, a sound opinion, come to a sound conclusion. Like, I know what I'm talking about. No, how, you know? And also, a lot of people aren't willing to admit that they just don't know. Like, people don't want to come across like they don't know. They just want to feel like they know everything about everything. And it's okay if you just don't know. That's fine, too, you know?
100%.
What do you mean, Lebang? Of course the sun rises from the east. I mean...
It's nuts.
It's grand or...
Peter Koenig says, or it could be Peter, because that's tough. Is Koenig Afrikaans? It's always so tough living in South Africa. I wish there was just... There was just one way to say everything. But Peter or Peter says, Twitter, the toilet of social media. So there's Peter disagreeing with what Simpiwe and I have to say. Listen, it's a new world, right? I think also as I'm getting older, I can feel myself becoming like my parents. You know, you start to say things like back in my day. Like that's fun. That's fun at a braai, and it's kind of cool to be above stuff a little bit. Until you have to be in the real world. Because whether you're in the world or not, it's going to carry on, by the way. And, you know, before I say this, I just want to say, I understand people have lost people, right, obviously. And not just to COVID. People have been passing for, you know, thousands of years now. But in our context, COVID, right, is that, as you've seen, tragically, the world moves on. You know, so whether you're in it or not, the world does not really care about you. You can choose to be in it or not, and you can choose to be, oh, well, music was only in my day, or you can go, what's up now? You know, there's going to be another, 2 billion people born probably whilst you're still alive. Do you want to talk to them or not? And that's your choice. You can choose that, or you can choose to be above it. So, but I don't know which one's right. I think, Lebang, you made an incredible point to say, you know, sometimes it's okay just to say I don't know, and I want to finish off on this.
Don't know.
Yeah, I want to finish off on this, on the social media thing. Do you think anything will ever be universally fun again, or do you just think now the ability for people, because you know some people just want to see the world burn. There's a lot of people who, even if something's good, they don't care. You know, movie, music, a politician may make a good point or whatever. No, that's terrible. I hate them. Will anything ever be fun again, objectively?
Yes.
Look, definitely. Like, we can't sit here and say all the shit has gone to shit. I mean, we know that the shit has gone to shit, but we can't sit here and, like, wallow in it. So, in as much as shit is going to shit, I also think on the opposite end, there's a lot of good that is equally happening and a lot of, like, positivity that is still being flown into the spaces.
Yeah.
But it's trickier now with social media, particularly because I would say that the kids now, like, this is the first generation of kids that are using social media and consuming it so aggressively. So we've never been able to see what the effects are. Like, we can assume and they can do the numbers and, you know, forecast. The sciences can say if the kids today keep using social media like this, then in the next 40 years they're going to struggle with this. So, number one, we kind of don't know what we're dealing with. We're just testing the waters. But based on how everybody's consuming it and kind of the negative impact that it's having, it's quite scary. It's quite scary. We are exposed to angry people, negative people. As you're saying, Mulelo, if you see a good thing, it could be a flower. Somebody could post a picture of a rose on social media. Yet somebody out there will be like, oh, it's red. How dare you put a red rose? Did you know that red roses come from what? They're stones. Somebody will always find the bad in something good. So I guess I'm saying it's just, you have to find a way for you to consume it and for it to make sense for you to find your peace and to keep it moving. Because there'll always be ugly. There'll always be shitty people. There'll always be miserable people. And miserable people love company. They'll try everything for you to be as miserable. So social media is a great place for them to do that. It's a lovely outlet for your own peace. Just, you know, don't overexpose yourself to it. Use it wisely. Mute some words. Mute some people. Block the bullshit out. And keep it moving.
And so...
But to also answer you, Bulelo,
yes.
I will say that TikTok right now is the app for happiness. Like, if you're looking for wholesome vibes, wholesome content,
yeah.
Like, things... Even the comments are just ridiculous. People will be like, please do that again. I was mopping the ocean. And you're like, yeah? What? Like, it is such a happy place. And it's I think it's one of those apps right now that if you're looking just for an escape and you're just looking for happiness, peace, love, die... TikTok is where you're supposed to be. Everything else, I think, is a bit corrupt, and I think, you know, it has it's good, it's bad. You know, you need to figure it out. And as Lebang said, you need to block some people, you need to block some words, do all of that. But TikTok, let's have fun, guys.
I see, very happy indeed. Now, I think I may or may not have started something here. Peter is English. Peter is Afrikaans. Well, Peter, have I got some news for you, right? I worked with a guy, Peter Piper. But actually, it was Peter Piper, and it was the Peter spelling, and he was my boss for a little while at a place called Afriski. So, Peter, you see, it's not that easy. You've called me out. This is, again, social media now. You see what's happened is Peter's called me out. And now I get to reply immediately. So,
but you're doing a clapback.
Yeah.
Don't mess with me.
What's it called? A clapback?
It's a clapback.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my clapback to Peter/Peter. And Peter, if you're offended by me calling you Afrikaans, I didn't mean it that way. I'm going to be that guy. I've always wanted this chance in life. I've got lots of Afrikaans friends. Yeah, I've got two Afrikaans friends.
I'm sure you do. If there's one person in this conversation right now who has Afrikaans friends, it's you, bro. I can tell you that for free.
Oh, wait. What does that mean? Are you saying you would never be friends with Afrikaans people? Lebang, what are you saying here?
Lelo, what are you speaking about?
No, what are you suggesting?
In the year 2020. You know what? I think the greatest thing about South Africa is that we have so many differences. You don't just see a name on paper or on your phone and just be able to say, oh, Nomthandazo. You have to sit and say, how do I figure this out? Oh, Nomthandazo. Oh, Van der Merwe. What? I think that's so great, but it's only great when you try. And then you get people that are like, I can't spell that name. I'm not going to even try to say it. Nomdundundedo. Nomthandazani. That's too hard.
Can I call you Noms? Can I call you Noms? Yeah.
No, you can't call me Noms. My first name is not Noms. It's not Noms on my ID. I've never been Noms. If it was supposed to be Noms, my parents would have named me Noms. It's Nomthandazo. If you can't spell it or pronounce it, ask me, and I will assist you. But at least try. Don't just give up and say, hey, well, did you see the Q and the X and the H? How do we even sound that out? It's so annoying, Samantha.
Wow.
I feel like that's a personal attack to me. I'm one of those people. I'm just like, excuse me, say that again. Okay.
Try.
Do you have a nickname? Gnomes. Okay,
no.
Cool. Let's go with Gnomes. Like, I don't want to butcher your name. I don't want to be swearing at you. So I'm already like, yo, Uteni.
Try, girl. Just try yourself out. You know, don't just give up. Because if you give up, Simpiwe, then you're allowing everybody else to give up. Like, if you need to lead by example and at least try. There's a lot of hard names out there.
I have a nice name, you see. Most of the time.
Oh, sorry. That's a matter of opinion. Whoa. You can't just go ahead and say that. Whoa. You don't just get to say anything. It's social media days. We get to clap back now.
I repeat. I have a nice name. I can't speak on other people's names. My name is Simpiwe Zamigilimteta. So when I introduce myself, it's either, hi, I'm Simpiwe, and people will be like, oh, hi, Sims, or hi, Simpiwe, or hi, I'm Zama. And there's no
No, sorry. Like, sorry. Sorry. My name's Gladys Gordon, and I live in Sandown. Is that Simfiwe? Because in English, the P and the H is an F. So Simfiwe.
I've never heard that.
Simfiwe.
Yeah, Simfiwe. It's such a nice name. Is it? Are you Kozo? What is it actually?
What does it mean?
Yeah. Well, what people are you from? So.
That one kills me. And yeah. Sometimes you get it because the word, it's not even just names, right? Because it's long. Like, I just came back from Mpumalanga yesterday, and it was so refreshing to be in the rurals where people actually say full words so true and so passionately. You know, getting back to Joburg, it's like, oh, you were, you know, in Mpumalanga. And I'm just like, oh, how do I tell her that it's not Mpumalanga or Mpumalanga? Mpumalanga. And really, if you just stop and say it slow enough, you'll be cool too. I don't get it.
And before people think this is a white people, black people thing, no. Let me tell you something. As somebody from Limpopo, I'm so sick and tired of Zulu people saying Limpompo as well. Also, assembly, man, let's attend class, guys. It's not Limpompo.
Okay. Relax, guys.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, just, you know, I think you guys are doing a bit too much now.
All right.
I think you guys are wiling out a bit too much now.
That's a
you
bit
know,
close
I
to home.
I feel a bit dragged. I feel a bit triggered right now.
Sorry, Simfiwe, that's you. Simfiwe is defending her tribe, obviously. Interesting comment here. Robin says, do you know Dion Meyer's novel Fever? It's set in South Africa during a worldwide pandemic. It must be read if you like thrillers with philosophical depth. I don't know if either of you guys have read. I mean, obviously, Dion Meyer, that human being has taken South African stories to the world. Dion Meyer, all time. I don't know if you guys have read that novel. Well, I'd love to know.
But I'll put it on my...
Not in 2022, no.
Fever.
To read for 2020.
Yeah. Dion Meyer, Fever. So if you have read that, I'd love to know. Contact at cliffcentral.com. Let us know. What else is good? Obviously now, you know, history tends to repeat itself anyway. Novels about such things now are obviously booming, right? People are going, oh, I can't believe they wrote it. Well, Spanish flu happened as well. Like the pandemics have happened before. So I can't believe it. And Dion Meyer probably crushed it. Because Dion Meyer's stuff, I believe, has been turned into film, right? I think there's one or two of his novels that have been turned to film. I stand to be corrected there, but an all-timer. So, yeah, man, that name thing is incredible. So, Lebang, you're back in a place with electricity. That's awesome, by the way. Really happy for you after yesterday's events. We know what happens. Constant load shedding. Hilarious. That's the one. That's actually hilarious. That's so funny.
The real thing, Mabinelu. And I'll be honest, I don't want to make a joke about this, but like, the real thing that I can honestly say from the bottom of my heart, I am so grateful for, is running water. Guys, I didn't think I would see the day where I get on my knees and I ask God for water, because I can't do something as simple as bath, shower, brush my teeth, like drink some water, like when I want. I always have to wait for a truck to come with a JoJo tank, to fill up the JoJo tank. Mm. Once the JoJo tank is filled, then we take that water, transfer it into buckets. Once it's in buckets, then we, dude, it's like chaos. I couldn't believe it. Like doing something as simple as showering, I just couldn't get up and go, I had to wait. And it's that I'm extremely grateful for. And I say, thank you, God. And Wi-Fi, ooh. In the past 3 weeks, I've spent maybe like 2,500 rand. Data. Every day. Just money going. And I was like, I was fed up. Wi-Fi, water are the two things I can honestly say, thank you, God. I'm back in Joburg, the land of the living. And remember, guys, like for me, this is kind of a new experience. I didn't really grow up going to visit granny in like Emakaya or whatever the case. I'm literally like Joburg in and out. In December, I stay at home because this is, you know, what I know. So now, like, I'm marrying into a family that is way more cultured than me. And now I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Whoa. Sorry. Did you just drop that you're getting married? Wait a minute.
Eventually, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, so that's a passive-aggressive.
I'm so on the well-cultured part? Like, how does
Candle. 11-11.
Oh. I want to get married. What a passive-aggressive way to tell him it's time to put a ring on it. What an extremely...
Oh,
okay. Wow, congratulations.
After like the second baby, surely that's... The, anyway.
Oh, so, okay. Whoa. Okay. All right, Levan. Wowzers.
But yeah, guys, like South Africa's like crazy different. It's literally part of the country where we are, where we're so privileged and we don't realize it. And then you go to the opposite end and you see the truth and the reality. And it's quite scary. So,
and now you know what the Tasha's yentas sound like to us, because right now I bet you people from there were thinking, whoo, this is Lonu's yens, who's yens muntu ngahati, yes, I guess that's turned, yes.
Like, I'm busy asking Christians, like, sorry, where do I get water?
Oh.
Sorry, where do I get, sorry, how do I fill up that? Do you know how embarrassed Yeah, no, the family's really chill. Like, they understand that, you know, their son chose a Joburg, what. No, they get it. They get it. And also, I'm very open to learning. So I'm not sitting there, like, on this high horse, like, bring me water or whatever. I'm just like, okay, cool. I'll figure it out. But it's cool. I'm glad to be back is the point. And my only hope, really, is that, you know, to see less and less places stay in that way.
Yeah.
To see less... you know, homelands and emakaya really just sit and not improve, and the electricity just not be there, and the water just not be there, and not having flushing toilets, and why? You know, that really like made me ponder on stuff.
And yeah. You know, everybody just presumes that Europe is like everything is Munich, right? Or Zurich. It's not. Europe is an extremely rural country, actually. Most of Europe is villages. They have running water there. They have electricity. So please don't think we shouldn't idealize this notion of, people are probably happier that way. Like, no. People you idealize that live in Germany, there are people who are super ignorant in Germany, live in villages that have never known a day without insulation in their home. So it's very, very possible. And I think I agree with you there. Before we wrap this up, I want to say Corona's Boring says, a good book, The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert Kennedy Jr. and the Spanish Flu is covered. All right, good book. The Real Anthony Fauci. So, hey, this pandemic thing, I don't know where people are with the whole pandemic thing, but I just want to give you an oversight of South Africa right now. So, was it New Year's Eve when the restriction for the first time of time was Asvuleni Lamasango? Now,
best gift.
So, but did Cyril have a big New Year's party or what's up? Why did they decide on?
I think he did.
He must have, eh?
Like, I mean, he must give the people what they want. The people do not want a curfew. And he knows that the roads are havoc on New Year's Day, New Year's Eve. And this is the one thing that our fellow South Africans wanted. A, he didn't do a family meeting. Whoop, whoop. We are very happy about that. He did something that we've been saying. If you have any announcements, just tweet it. We'll spread the word. And they did just that. They tweeted it, and everybody knew. Everybody was like, yo, guys, I could curfew. Hey, humanati. And we had a great time. So 2022, it's going to be nice.
Yeah. And you, Levan?
After Cyril himself, I think after Cyril himself got COVID, he just kind of woke up to, like, how to, like, he knew he had to adjust how he moves. Because before he got sick, you know, he was just, like, from an otherness. Like, okay, guys, let's meet up every other Sunday. I'm your father. I must talk to you. Give me your time. Hey, I'll do corruption. What? And then he got COVID. He woke up and he's like, okay. I can just tweet everything now. I'll just send a mass email. I think he kind of got a bit of a wake-up call. You know, but at the same time with Cyril, I think his moves are very calculated. You know, let's not get too excited. He opened up the country, thank you, timed very, very well on New Year's sharp. Let's see, but my Feb, something else is going to be announced just to distract us or whatever the case is. You can never get too comfortable in, you know, something that the government announces or says that works in our favor, because we know we're going to pay for it somehow.
At some stage, which is, it is important to look after yourself. If you live in this world, politicians have shown themselves for what I've always believed them to be, incompetent. You have to look after yourself. Thembisa Oordendal. Now, that is a firecracker of a name, because I don't know.
Wow.
Has Thembisa been married into the Oordendal family? Was Thembisa just given that name? Because Oordendal being Afrikaans and Thembisa, it could be Thembisa. I have to respect that.
It could be Thames.
It could be Thames, yeah. Could have gone to St. Mary's.
Just try. You guys are not trying.
Yeah, okay. Could have gone to St. Mary's. Hey, guys, my name's Thembisa, but you guys can call me Thames. It's okay. That's fine. Thembisa Oordendal says, I introduced myself to my colleague as Thembisa. She says, can I call you T? I say, no, my friends call me T. Stop it.
Can I say something on that?
Go ahead.
When you introduce yourself and then someone's like, oh, no, can I call you Sims? And you're like, that's actually reserved for people that are close to my heart or my friends. And then they're like, sure, Sims. And you're like, hold up. I did not give you permission to call me Sims. Like, what's wrong with you? Why do you do that? Why do you think that you and I are in the same WhatsApp group? No, we're not. And
because it's an easy way out.
So are you guys touchy about names? Like, is that a thing for you? Like,
I think I've got a little bit of trauma with it. Like, growing up in primary school, whenever I'd get, like, an award in assembly, it's like the principal would purposefully... So my surname is Khosana, which is quite simple. K-G-O-S-A-N.
Hey, but the...
Lebang Gugazana.
Kakachana.
Come up to the state. I was like, Gugazana. And my era, like my grade 3, Lebang did nothing to correct the man. I just kind of kept it moving. It was an opportunity for me to grab that mic and say, thank you for the award, sir, but my name is Lebang Khosana. But I didn't, because I mean, I'm a kid. You know, ooh, award. I just kept it moving. Then teachers started doing it. Then it just became a thing. And I mean, that's for me. Can you imagine other kids who have like really, really hard surnames and stuff? So I'm not particularly touchy on names, but I do like to see people try, because it's a bit of an insult to not even attempt to really say this name. A name is something very, I think, very special and very precious for your parents to give you that name. Hopefully they didn't just pick it out of, you know, their asses. They just sat and said, this child really did arrive at a time where the sun was what? It's most of the time it's well thought through, and your name, it represents you, and for the most part, what you can or won't become in your life. So when somebody just butchers it and doesn't attempt to at least say it in its fullness, it's a put off for me. I'm just like turned off, like, peace. We're not meant to be in the same.
Yeah, if you can figure out conquistador, I think you can figure out mbulelo. You know what I mean? Like, people always go, I'm English. Yeah, but you figured out, you figured out, Arrizabalaga. You figured that out. Why can't you? No, I'm English. Well, I say, all right.
Have you seen some of those German names?
Schweinsteiger.
You try and you say, oh. Okay, and if you fail, at least you try.
I'll say this.
Go ahead.
I'm not as traumatized as you guys, but when it does come to nicknames, like, I was very vocal to say I don't want to be called Sim Card. Like, that's like, we don't do that. Dude, and I'm just like, you can call me Simbiwe, you can call me Sims, you can call me Simi. Like, you want to call me Sim Card? Don't do that. So that's where my thing is that there's certain nicknames people just want to give you, and you're just like, I don't want that. Like, there's so many other names you can call me. Why that? Why are we doing that? Stop disrespecting my name.
On that note, Ongobote Sahale says, sorry, Sims. So, you know, there's that as well.
You guys can call me Sims, it's fine. I'm not mad. I mean, I'll tell you if I'm not comfortable. I'll be like, hey, chief, that's not my name.
No.
Don't call me that.
Fair enough. Now, I still want to clear up whether it's Thames, Thembisa, but Thembisa Oordendal, how did you get that name? Because there's a lot of Tundis, and then they walk in. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't realize that Caucasian skin would walk in. And now... hey, Tans. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's a big thing now, and it's hot right now.
It was in fashion. In fashion. I remember there was this Jewish girl who I went to school with, and she had a twin brother. Her brother's name was, I think it was Yannick or your something. I forget, it was years ago. But her name was Tandy, and she was just like such a cool, I don't know, it just gave her extra brownie points because, you know,
yeah,
she's the white girl with the black name, and you know, she
yeah,
like everybody just gave her like a different kind of respect. It was the funniest thing ever.
So yeah, Tembisa Odendaal, that's a cool name. I like that though. I like it when people are moving and grooving, and we live in such an awesome, awesome country, you know. So yeah, there's Sims. Onkhobotse says, you know, thoughts and prayers to your whole situation. So contact at cliffcentral.com, by the way, if you are going through this, you're going through the most. Maybe, you know what, if you're a South African living in America, a South African in England, in Germany, in Switzerland, and you may come with your KG, and you know, there's a vowel everywhere with us. So we just we're not trying to put a K next to a Z in South Africa. Perhaps you have that name. How do they say it there? How are you dealing with that whole situation? Because I can, you know, I've been in a situation where my mother is Matala, and she was in Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and worst of all, Switzerland. Matala, oh my God, you don't know how many versions of that I've heard across the world, and I go, Jesus, wow, yeah. So wherever you may be, contact at cliffcentral.com. What sort of things are you going through there? On this subject, Raisi Beck says, even black people can't pronounce some Afrikaans. Lol, even sounds vendor names are difficult. Oh, some vendor names are difficult for black people. Yeah. You know what? I always say this, you know, and I think I'm doing God's work here again. And I'm more than happy to say a good thing many times. No, well, you don't know what sort of God's work I'm doing.
Okay.
So obviously we live, for those who don't know, our democracy is really, really young. And we're going through a thing now where Craig and them think, Tandy, yeah, I'm just dating Tandy, that chick's so hot, whatever. Now, I've given this warning on the MKT show before, and I'm just doing a public service announcement. The harder the language is to say, right, the more I have to warn, and I can only speak to guys. I don't know how ladies think. I say, guys, I'm closer. You need a PhD before you date a closer lady. Because you can already hear the language is difficult to say already at the door. That's a warning of, on the other side of this now, you can get involved. But so, yeah, vendor is a whole different thing because my grandmother was vendor and a piece of work. Let me just tell you, my favorite piece of work that ever lived, but they do it different up north. So this thing of thinking I grew up in Sandton and I can get exotic with it. Oh, boy, oh, boy. It comes with there are levels, just throwing that out there. So just saying, you know.
Here's my PSA. Here's
go
my
ahead.
PSA,
go ahead.
Gentlemen. Don't date a Xhosa person.
You can
save yourself that drama and just don't do it.
What happens, Mpiwe? This
you
sounds.
I'm part of the problem, guys. We can't still be pushing that MO.
What's that?
Come on. Like my mother's generation believed that dating Xhosa people is yeah. We need to, like, move away from that energy.
I don't know.
And become less tribalistic and become more together. I'm literally up to here with hearing things like, oh, Zulu people from KZN are like this. Oh, Venda people from up north are like this. Oh, Tswana people are like, guys, my word. Like, sure, we've all had experiences. Sure, I've had, my own experiences with Xhosa people. But to sit and say, oh, Xhosa people this, we're not going to get anywhere. And sure, it's all fun and games, but is it
all fun and games? Well, I'm Xhosa and I'm
just having a laugh.
No, I'm not having a laugh. I'm Xhosa and I'm saying, I know my aunts. I understand why men don't want to date Xhosa women. Like, we are what we are sometimes.
I don't know, man.
So we are what we are.
Speaking from experience,
I've lived it.
Like, yo, this is my truth, and my truth is, it's facts. Don't do it.
I'm on the inside. But
don't bother, don't come.
Look, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying live with the consequences. That's all I'm saying. I've done God's work, as I say. All right, breaking news. This will settle and we'll finish the name conversation here. Tembisa Odendaal, married into Odendaal, was Siolo. So there we go. That whole thing has been settled. I can sleep tonight. That's a wonderful thing. Mandela's Africa, hey? people coming together. It's a wonderful thing. You love to see it. All right. So, Lebang, obviously, I mean, whatever you were up to on New Year's must have been awesome. You were with loved ones. The family is growing. You are putting passive-aggressive pressure on your partner to marry you. That's awesome. I love that.
Oh, my word.
I love that energy. Oh.
Wow.
Well, you did it just now. Simpiwe, did that.
No, I was saying it because, like, it just comes out so naturally because, like, that's obviously, like, the next... Guys, I'm not speaking from a place of... Like, guys, affirmations. Conversations that I've had with my partner before. Like, we literally set a date. This is not new.
Okay.
You know what?
All right, sorry. I've overstepped the mark.
Let me not even explain to y'all.
Yeah, you don't owe us anything.
Rule number one. No. Rule number one, never tell Mbulelo anything. Yeah. Never tell Mbulelo. Mbulelo is the worst. He will instigate something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I wish you well for the marriage. Yeah. Sorry, I brought the wrong energy. I hope the marriage goes according to plan. And oh yeah, please, Lebang, let's also do a public announcement. Black people, can weddings please start on time? I'm sick and tired of pitching up at 3, and then you know what? The tent only goes up at 8. Please, black people, 2022, let's do things differently. Let's come together with time. You know, time is not a suggestion. Yeah, black people, assembly.
We're getting there.
I like your energy.
Like from where we come from.
Yeah.
We come from a time of like dieness where you had to arrive the day before, like just to it was hectic. I think we're improving on many, many levels. We're really getting with the times and keeping up with the program. So, yes, Mbulelo, let's start things on time. And that goes for any occasion. Wedding, mtimbi, what?
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, let's just be on time. Let's arrive. And after that, can we go home?
Sure.
Into your prospective homes. Don't stay in the crib. Don't come and stay and linger and eat and keep drinking. Go home.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we've done God's work this morning. If this country doesn't improve because of us, because of this podcast in 2022, then I don't know if there's any hope. But New Year's for you, Simpiwe. Obviously, you know, again, you're a different generation. How was it? Where were you? Was it awesome? Was there a DJ? Two DJs? Was there a light box? Because I remember back in my day, a DJ rocking, massive light box behind him. That was the scene.
He's sounding old now.
Oh, okay.
He's sounding very, very old now. Like, things I can't relate to.
A light box? Yeah. What's
that? Oh, dude, sorry. I'm ancient.
What's a light box, Doug?
Don't you know those LED light boxes? You never been to, like, when you go to a big, and when the beat drops, like with the DJ, the lights are...
Oh, it...
Yeah, and he's in a light box.
Sound.
Yeah, it's an LED light
box. It's called a light box.
Well, I don't know. I call it a light box. But let's move on from that. That's not important. How was your New Year's in Pee Wee? Where were you? I want to know what young people were doing.
Okay, so I was with mates. So we decided to just hang out together and just have like a really great draw. And the night was really good. You know, we had a speaker, so we were playing our own music. We did the countdown, and then we were like, yippee, yeah, woo. And then shortly afterwards, I got asked to leave.
Wait, what?
So that's how my...
Hold up.
Whoa.
Hold up. You got what to leave?
You got asked to leave?
They asked you to exit.
Wait.
By who?
Yeah, wait. By who? I love that as a question. Can I just start with the most important part? Why? What did you do?
Yeah.
You know, drama is not my brand. It is absolutely not my brand.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's a lie, but okay.
Yeah, like, okay, now that we're lying, when we're talking about, okay.
Guys, this is my truth. My whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Go ahead, Sabine.
So this is what happened. We, Happy New Year, woo, right? And we have like a WhatsApp group as mates when we want to hang out. And once upon a time, there was this girl. She was part of the group. And then she decided to leave on her own accord. And she decided this is the best time to get everybody together and kind of talk about the issues that we had before she left. So she's like, oh, guys, what was the issue? That's how she started it. We kept quiet. We just like, okay. And then she's like, no, let's talk about it. Let's get into it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to speak my piece. And I said, this was my issue, right? And then homegirl felt some type of way. And she got very touchy. And then she like stood up and left. Mind you, we're at her crib. She stood up and left. And then, Like a few moments later, her siblings come up to us, well, come up to me, and they're like, what did you say? Your tone was like really, really rude. And I was just like, well, I just kept it 100. She wanted a confrontation, and clearly she wasn't ready for this chat, but hey, we keep moving. And so, yeah, like shortly after, over, I was over like, you know what? I'm not going to be disrespected in my own house, so can you please leave? And I was like, okay, sure, let's go. And I left.
So you guys thought it was a good idea to solve this on the 31st she of thought. December. Y'all, that was the time. And you said, okay, yeah, great, let's go.
No, we were like, we don't want to have this chat. And she was insistent. My thing is, if you want to have the chat, let's have the chat. I'm not a confrontational person. But you wanted to have the chat. So I was like, dude, this is the issue. Homegirl got in her feels. It's not my fault. It's like, why are you getting in your feels for something, a conversation you wanted? Mm. And then afterwards, she was just like, you know what? Can you leave? I'm not going to be disrespected in my house. Like, all right. Yeah.
But look, I think the fact that she left the WhatsApp group in the first place should have been quite telling of, like, you know, who she is or how she moves or the fact that she's not really gelling with you guys. You guys should have just left it there.
Thank you. Here's what I'm...
She brought it up.
I have questions. How many gins or whatever are you in now? Like because obviously people always say, I was drunk. As like, just so I'm clear, I don't take I was drunk as an excuse. But let's just play that game.
But that was not my excuse.
But were you drunk? Whoa.
No, I was not. No, I
was she drunk?
Did I have... I don't know. I'm not too sure.
Oh, boy. But at what stage did you think going to someone's house and telling them their truths in people would be a good idea now? How old are you? What are you, a child? At what stage do you think... It's the equivalent of your partner saying, like, do I look fat in these jeans? The correct answer is you look unbelievable. What you were supposed to do in that situation is, we're just happy you're back. You can't now be saying, oh, yeah, plus you're passive-aggressive, plus I heard you cheated on Skumbuzo, plus your mom as well isn't your real mom. I heard you were adopted. I mean, what else were you going to bring up or keep on my file in the new year?
What were you guys hoping for?
Yeah.
For, like, everybody to hug and kiss, and then by the time it's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you're all happy. Dude, that just sounds messy. It sounds like an episode of Love and Hip Hop.
No, I wish, in my heart of hearts, I wish I could have been a bit ratchet. I wish I could have been like, screw you. Okay, you know what? This is actually what I wanted to say, but I didn't do that. I was a lady. My whole thing is, if you start the conversation, because I was having a good time with my mates, chilling. You're the one who approaches us. You're the one who's like, I want to talk about this. I want to get this off. I want to, you know, like, I want to start on a clean slate. And it's like, okay, let's have the chat then. Like, this is the issue. This is it, dude. And you get touched.
Nah.
Okay, sure.
Not then.
No.
You should have timed it better. Like, if it mattered to you and it mattered to the rest of your friends, you guys would have timed it a lot better and said, okay, cool, let's all link up at a mutual place, at a restaurant, around the 3rd or 4th or 5th of July, or whatever. Not on New Year's Eve, not at her house when she's obviously in her place of power or whatever the case is. She holds all the cards. If she's calling the shots and saying, we're going to have this conversation, you guys say yes. We're going to have it at my house, you guys say yes. We're going to have it on New Year's Eve, you guys say yes.
We didn't know the chat was going to happen. We just were like, you know.
No.
At the crib.
You can't conduct yourself.
We're having a good time.
Simpio, you can't conduct yourself like a child and expect to be treated like an adult. Nani, you came. That is amateur hour at its finest. The correct answer is, you know what, babe? We're just happy to have you back. Get her another drink or whatever. You keep it moving. You have to. Now you want to come. You know what happened there, Simpio? Some people don't know that sometimes you can be Robin, and that's okay. There, you wanted your Batman moment. You thought, ha, yeah, plus we've been. You know what I mean?
My chance.
You know what I mean? And now you got to be staring. No, you have to pick your moments. Simpiwe, you deserved what you got. I'm glad you kicked you out of the house. I also probably would kick you out. I'll be honest.
Wow.
Niggas don't
stand here
like, No.
Then don't start the chat. No, my whole thing, and I'll stand by this. Don't start the chat then.
All right.
You cannot say, let's have this conversation. Because imagine if I come up to you, Mbulelo, and I'm like, you know what? What do you think the issue is between you and I? And you tell me, and then I get like all mad as if you're the one who wanted to start and have that conversation. That's my thing. It's not like I was like, yeah, let's talk, baby. Yeah, let's do it. No. You wanted the chat. So clearly you are ready to hear. Because what if I send you a bitch?
Nah.
Forget about that person. Simpio, that person's not your friend. That's all. It finishes there.
Yeah.
Leave that person alone. That person's not your friend. Leave them in 2021. And my boy, just keep it moving. Like, face the front. And find people that aren't going to put you in situations like that. Where you're going to end up having to, you know, defend yourself and be like, ah, no, me, dog, you don't need people like that in your life. Find people that are going to invite you to their houses, bribe for you, have freaking, you know, cocktails. What? We want mojitos. We want cocktails. We don't want fights in your house. Nah, forget about that.
This is the wisdom of a woman who's about to get married. And Levang, I hear you, my sister. I hear you. Tell them, my sister. Tell them.
Please, just stop. You're gonna sabotage me.
Have I gone too far the other way? Because I was
yesterday you sabotaged me with the whole king
load shedding.
Load shedding, blah blah blah. I didn't have load shedding.
Yeah.
I kept getting cut off because of your heart. You speak about my marriage. Don't let those words come out your mouth.
I've gone too far the other way now. Now I'm supporting it, but it's too far the other way. That's my bad. Dude69 says, no, Mbulelo, Simcar did the right thing. That chick was gonna act like total drama queen anyway. Love the balls on Simfiwe. So there we go, Simcar. You've got a supporter. You know what I'm saying?
And it's Dude69.
Yeah, I mean, so, if a person called Dude69 is supporting you and you can't roll with it, then you know, you almost don't deserve a happy 2022. So Dude69, thank you for that support for SIM card there. That's absolutely brilliant. More support coming in. Rusty J says, I agree with Simfiwe. The host shouldn't have pursued the matter. There's a time and a place. There we go. Okay, so maybe Simcard is in the right here, and maybe I'm looking at it from the wrong perspective. So, ladies and gentlemen,
I agree with you.
With who? With Simcard or?
No, with you, which I didn't think I'd ever see the day where I'm on the same page. This particular matter, I am just like, yes, absolutely, like 100%. But look, different strokes for different folks.
Absolutely, and they do it different in the East Rand. Yeah, it's the East Rand as well. You have to take that into account, that 1 + 1 is 6.9 there. You know what I mean? It's not.
I'm never going back to the East Rand ever again. By the way, guys, I drove 6 hours yesterday from Mpumalanga, and literally, like, in the 6th hour, I'm at the end of my trip. I have to drop off one of my uncles. Where in the East Rand? I didn't even see this pothole. This pothole saw me. And then, boom, I knock it. And then my car's, like, giving me warnings, like, yo, tire pressure. When I get to the garage, there's this massive slash in the tire. It's not even fixable. It's not even the time. Dude, it's 10 p.m. I'm in the car with my kid. I'm tired. I've been driving for hours. All I want to do is go home. Dude, if it weren't for insurance, like, it was such a chaotic experience. And all I'm going to say is the East Rand is never going to see me again. I should have just gone straight home. Yes, I'm blaming the East Rand for this, what happened.
Yeah, which makes you a bit of a hypocrite.
Very important question. No. Very important question. Where in the East Rand were you?
Roundabout or something?
Roundabout. No. You're like 5 minutes away from me. Okay.
So I could have called you and said, hey, Sim, please come through and help me. I don't even have a spare because, like, these run flats didn't come with it. So what were you going to do for me? Were you going to assist me? Because I was, like, really struggling.
Well, she would have probably said... Yeah, some people would probably should have said... She would have said, oh, I just got kicked out of a house, actually, but I just told her truth. Can you... Yeah, I tell you what, I'll help you with your tire if you give me a lift home because I've just been kicked out this house.
I have my own whip, don't worry.
Oh, tell him. Tell him, Zimpiwe.
It's messy. And then I went on to Twitter, and then I noticed, like, somebody that I'm following, Unganyez, who's also in the East Rand, had the very same situation. His car was also getting towed.
Wow.
I was like, what are the odds, right? So definitely East Rand, MoYen, something in the air. Y'all better start praying.
No. On behalf of people that reside in the East Rand, I'd like to say that the pothole issues is not just an East Rand issue. Have you just seen, just going down the road of here by the work office, like, it's a mess. Like, it's just...
Dude.
It's a mess.
I've gone down that road many times in my car, and I've been fine.
Yeah.
I've never hit a pothole to a point where I can't fix the tire. Like, it's actually, there's a gaping hole on my run flat. Come on, East Rand.
I'm with you. You know... As a northern suburbs resident, and for our international listeners, the northern suburbs is where you want to live if you're in Joburg. End of conversation. Now, Sampiwa, I'm going to defend you because it's a new energy in 2022. I'll use more courier services to the East Rand. Obviously, I'm not going to go there, but moving forward, I'll courier more stuff to the East Rand, and I think that's a fair balance. But before we wrap up...
A decent compromise.
Yeah, I'm not an animal. I'm not an animal. Yesterday, and, you know, working in and around Cliff Central is one of the biggest treats in the world because the diversity of personalities, and it's the beauty of working in my industry, right, is that you generally meet people that... Number one, are driven. Some are driven by fame, but are driven to be extra, as we say in South Africa. I don't know how to translate this one, but people in our industry are just extra. It's not extra. They're not extra, but extra. And we have an experience at this office called Barrett Edelstein. And I want you to get me correctly. You cannot meet Barrett. You have to experience Barrett, and I love him for this, right? Yesterday, he said the most magical words that I have ever heard. We're in conversation because I was just checking, like, does he watch movies a lot? Does he watch movies by himself? You know, like what's the vibe? I like to know how people consume content because it's my business to know that I'm in content. He said the most magical words. Keep in mind, aliens in 3039, when you find this podcast, that it's 2022. Barrett Edelstein said the most incredible words, the following. I've got 12 episodes of Days of Our Lives taped on my DSTV decoder. And I thought to myself, heaven's alive. Yeah.
Right?
No.
I thought, this is amazing. And the way he's saying it as well, it's not like, oh, it's nostalgia or I've got the old ones. It's like, no, I've got 12 episodes. Plus, Barrett said, I influenced the free-to-air channel in South Africa, which may be true, by the way, to get Days of Our Lives on there because it wasn't on SABC anymore. He said he emailed or phoned, I can't remember, into ETV to say, you guys should get, Days of Our Lives. 6 weeks later, he says it was on ETV. Mm. So he may have been involved in that. But I just wanted to get your guys' take on this because for me, it was magnificent. It was like seeing a unicorn, hearing somebody say, I've got Days of Our Lives taped 12 episodes on my DSTV decoder. I thought, what? In 2022. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I'm not surprised at all because at work, I sit quite closely to Barrett. So, I often have these conversations with him. And the first time I really realized what I'm dealing with is when he spoke about a VCR and that, you know, he is recording something on his VCR and when he gets home, he's going to play that on the VCR. And I was like, Barrett, you have a VCR? He's like, yeah. I was like, hmm. And it was from that moment on where I said, you know what, this is just beautiful. When am I going to have a conversation with a person in this time and age where they so confidently own the fact that they are not interested in keeping up with technology? They don't give a rat's ass about streaming. They don't know what a hard drive. They don't care because they know what they've got and it works for them. I felt so at ease and at peace because he chose that and he's fine with it. There's no pressure for him to get like a Netflix account and keep up with the times and, oh, you can't still be using. He's so happy in what he, you know, in where he is. And for me, I marvel at that choice. And I say kudos to Barrett for doing him because that's all I can boil it down to. He's doing him.
Barrett's incredible, isn't he, Simpu?
Barrett is something else. Like, every time he walks in here, you know, it's either one or two things that he's definitely going to talk about. Days of Our Lives.
And or Kylie Minogue.
Ladies and gentlemen, like, those are the only two things that are on Barrett's mind 24/7. I was just shook that he records these episodes. I'm like, you're so invested in this thing.
12 episodes.
The shock is the Days of Our Lives part. Days of Our Lives. That's all we should be talking about.
Yeah.
Days of Our Lives part. Everything else, meh.
Dude, and I think back when my gran was obsessed with all these soapies, right? So we used to watch everything from Days of Our Lives, Bold and the Beautiful, Isidingo, Seven Delon, like even Generation. I just remember a time my gran was so obsessed with these. And now she's just like, hey, I just want to watch good TV.
Mm.
Like, I don't care. And it's like my gran, who's 85, has been able to like get DSTV, be consumed and be like, it's whatever.
No. Listen, Rebellious Ruth says, Days of Our Lives, Loving Dallas, and Dynasty. Our parents didn't have the internet, even VK and even in 8th Street. What a waste of time. It's Brakpan with money.
Oh, East End.
Oh, Mudiba. So yeah, I just thought that was incredible. And to finish off this one, I saw a comment here, which I think everybody knows this person. R.I.P. actually, the real person died. But Corona's Boring says, is Stefano still alive? So for those of you that watch,
yo,
Stefano de Mera, yeah, hey, Stefano de Mera. Yeah,
I think there's even a song, Stefano de Mera.
Yeah, so,
Stefano de Mera.
Yeah, no, that's a legend. That man terrorized. Remember when he haunted? What's her name? Marlena. Yeah, Marlena was possessed. Marlena had to.
You know, it's a demon or something. Mm. You know, possessed. Hey, that guy was way ahead of his time. Like the things he was doing.
Yo,
he was knee deep in below. You back. Shout out,
Stefano de Mera. He's the Thanos of the sort of that world, you know, that whole the Bold and Days of Our Lives. So,
why isn't it the Bold and the Beautiful? Why are you saying the Bold?
Because you know what I mean.
And why don't we say Days of Our Lives? Why don't we just say
Days? But yeah, so
black people don't like saying full things.
We don't, yeah, but I like the Days, Lapo. And
I like the Days.
They're bold. So there may be people who don't get the context, but I'm sorry. If you ever even if you were in a home where somebody who works at your house was your maid or whatever it may be, she would take over the house for an hour and a half. Because it would be days, she'd be sitting there days drinking tea, her feet are up as though she owns the house, or mom, dad, whoever is watching, straight from... What's it? Days of Our Lives or Days? Depold, and then straight into what was it? Isiting or something like that would be straight after that.
Scandal.
Stephen Delon. Cheryl de Villiers is our Stefano de Mera. That lady, I forget what her name is.
She was so lit.
Yo, her and Barker Haynes, phenomenal, phenomenal rivalry. So, is Stefano still alive? # I don't know, but Barrett will tell you he's got 12 episodes taped on a DSTV decoder. Ladies, have an awesome 5th of January, which is today. Thank you so much. And to all of you at home, I hope you have the best time. I hope that this is the best day of your life ever. And I hope this is taken in the correct context, because I feel like I've swung too far the other way. If nuptials are in your world, I hope they happen. Whoever it may be. I'm not saying anybody specific. I want that energy for everybody in 2022.
You are not getting an invite. Just know that. Like, you're just setting yourself up to not get invited to that celebration. And on that note, I bid you adieu.
I bid you adieu to you, Simpiwe, and to everybody at home. For now, the GCS is out. CliffCentral.com